transparency, competition, and accountability. The current system is broken because it evolved in a way that didn't involve any of the three. You look at PBMs, middlemen on pharma. You wouldn't need them if your pharmacists and distributors would be out there clearly showing what the prices are. You'd have your own pricing system like all other markets work. We don't have room for big margins being pulled out because you need consultants on how to price the product.
Welcome to the Voices of Freedom podcast, where we sit down with the voices behind the scenes at Freedom 95.
Hey, Governor Brown, how are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. Saw you were kicking things off last week at the state fair. I know you had some speaking duties, but I was wondering if you tried anything unique to eat.
Well, I was there early for the pork breakfast, which starts at 6:30, and I could have eaten more because it was that good. Whenever there's something called biscuits and gravy with real sausage in the gravy, that's hard for me to just have one helping of.
I concur. With this weather, too, they're probably having some outstanding numbers these last few days.
I mean, that's a blessing to be in the low to mid-80s and with low humidity. That doesn't happen often in early August.
I can't wait to see what the turnout numbers are on that, so that's exciting. Well, thanks for doing that. Well, as school starts here around the state and, you know, all the little kids are getting ready to go back that haven't gone back, you and your team have a lot of wins and a lot of things to be proud of in the education forum. What are some of your favorite takeaways?
Well, as they are heading back, I mean, we had a real year on K through 12 and ended up with choice, you know, being universal in 26, real value. Public colleges froze their tuition, like Purdue has done for 14 years now in a row. So I think a lot of stuff got done. Expanding school choice, along with it, we increased the base salary for teachers, increased the school investment in the Indiana budget on K through 12, over $600 million. And I don't know if you paid attention to, but launched that new diploma system that gives students clear paths towards employment, enrollment, or enlistment. But the theme that I campaigned on is K through 12, make sure parents are in the driver's seat and that our educational system responds to them with good choices. And I think we now may lead the country in that with what we got done in this session.
No kidding. I mean, you're being very humble, but there is a lot of things that you guys did. And the one thing that I just love is it's results-based and student-focused.
Exactly, because I think when you have parents involved with the choice side of it, then you need accountability. You got to make sure whatever you're doing is generating the results. And we've had some really good news from national comparisons where on reading, we catapulted up into a sixth ranking in one case. So a lot of what we've done over the last 6 to 10 years is now started to pay dividends. And I think my goal was to make sure that with everything that we put in place, that we do measure it, that there is accountability, and then to really drive home that idea that I mentioned earlier, parents have got to be the ones controlling their own kids' education, and the system of education needs to be very attentive to them. And then once you're out of high school, be prepared to enter the workforce because you've got real skills that are valuable, whether you decide to work, enlist, or enroll. So I think we've done that, and Indiana's being noted from across the country because I get people that respond that are into education as a policy that they are noticing what we're doing here.
You can tell, and obviously getting the Frank Newman Award along with other things that shows that people are paying attention.
Well, it's a lot of that, like I say, I think we took across the finish line, but it's been something the legislature has been working on for a long time.
And I don't want to just gloss over it too, that I've heard it my whole life that teachers need more pay. And, you know, here we are, and here you guys did provide that. And I just wanted to kind of really hammer that home, that you guys did increase base pay for teachers. That's huge.
We did by $5,000 from 40 to 45. Plus, there's a statistic that to me was noteworthy. In Indiana, we invest on an annual basis in a classroom nearly $250,000 as the operating expense of a Hoosier classroom. Not near enough of it goes into instruction. We need to start paring away at the cost of administration and make sure we're not putting undue resources in the buildings. It should be going into the classroom and the instructors. And there are even things being discussed like micro schools, which would be a step up from folks that wanted to homeschool because they were getting worried about what kind of quality education their kids are going to have K through 12. That's a new version of where you go back to not the one-room schoolhouse, but a smaller version of education that gives the full spectrum of what parents can choose from. And we're, again, on the leading edge of it as well.
A lot of things to look forward to there. I know that's exciting things that you guys have implemented in this next topic. I know there's been some things that you had to pull back and fix to get it going, and that's healthcare. And I know you guys obviously passed a lot of laws this year that pull back the curtain on prices so Indiana residents can shop around. You've taken away the middleman, like the PBMs and lower prices. And I just wanted you to elaborate a little more on some of these healthcare wins.
So the time I spend as governor, it's going to be based exactly what I did in my own healthcare plan 17 years ago. It's going to be pushing wellness and prevention, not expensive remediation. It's got to have full transparency so we can create healthcare consumers when they do engage the system. A lot of high deductible plans, which are actually healthy for those that can afford that kind of plan. And then you're going to need to be an informed consumer. So that comes with transparency. Insurance companies and hospitals have not wanted to offer it. Wouldn't you love a business where you don't know what you're going to pay for it until you get your bill 3 months later and have to haggle over it? We're going to change that. So transparency, competition, and accountability. The current system is broken because it evolved in a way that didn't involve any of the three. You look at PBMs, middlemen on pharma. You wouldn't need them if your pharmacists and distributors would be out there clearly showing what the prices are. You'd have your own pricing system like all other markets work. We don't have room for big margins being pulled out because you need consultants on how to price the product. The pharmaceutical companies do a pretty good job on the R&D. That's a tricky long-term investment and a lot of stuff that doesn't pan out. But once they do have a good modality, a new prescription, a new thing to use to help everybody's, you know, well-being, it's got to be transparent so people can see it. Look at all the stuff you see advertised on TV and never does it mention the price. That's got to change if we're going to start bringing costs down.
Can you imagine going to a car dealership and just saying, yeah, I'll take that one over there and having no idea how much it costs?
Yeah, exactly.
That wouldn't win too much. I wanted to brag on you just a second here for my last bullet point, but it feels like you and your team have tackled the state like a small business inefficiency, and I know that's kind of, you know, where you cut your teeth and grew up in Meyer, but I just wanted to give you guys and the team an attaboy and attagirl for all the different things you guys have done with the government efficiency. I know there's been some executive orders put into place and some budget discipline and different things, but Governor Braun, do you want to elaborate on some of the different things you and your team have done for the government efficiency?
Well, to me, when I ran for the job, I think Hoosiers deserve a lean, efficient government that gets maximum results off the limited revenue that we're going to give to any government. That's what I campaigned on. We're already doing it. I asked for all agencies to find 5% savings, and there's more than that to save. We had a bunch of federal money that was borrowed and dumped into our economy, $8.7 billion, kind of split evenly between states. government, local governments, and school districts. That was something that wasn't needed in the first place because it was an overreaction. It was all borrowed. You can't get used to that. We're going to go back to the way things should work, where government's strongest at the local and state level, not being pushed down from the federal level. And yes, run it like a business. Listen to your customers, your constituents, in terms of what is working, what needs to improve. And the fact that we were looking for those savings from the get-go, then when you get an austere budget forecast that ironically was going to be 5% off of what we thought, you're prepared for it. Businesses have to do that day in and day out, have to react to those things. There's no reason government shouldn't be run the same way. And I intend to make it that way, where you can actually improve things with the same amount of funds and sometimes even less. That's called productivity.
Amen. We're taught down here at Freedom 95 Studios and headquarters to think like an owner. And obviously, the governor and your team are thinking like an owner up there. So I appreciate that.
Hey, we covered a good array of topics there. Always enjoy the conversation and always willing to discuss what we're doing here and what we intend to do.
Well, I really appreciate your time. Thanks to everyone for setting this up.
Take care.
Governor, have a great day. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Been listening to the Voices of Freedom podcast on Freedom 95. For an audio archive, visit the podcast tab at freedom95.us.